Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Angel Governance Typhoon Rai Relief space. Let's take a listen.
How are you doing, Jay? How's everything? Thank you for joining at this odd time.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I hope everybody is as well. I'm a bit sleepy. It's all midnight where I am, but glad to be joining in. I'd love to, Angel Protocol is one of my favorite Terra projects, probably my favorite Terra project. And, I hope we'll have a blast tonight or this morning.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to have a great time. It's a lot to discuss, a lot of important issues. And, you have all the insights to what's happening. So very much looking forward to it. Duffy, how are we doing? Oh, Duffy, I think you're still muted.
There we go. How's that?
Hear you loud and clear.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I guess it works better from a phone instead of from a desktop. So, yeah, thanks for the troubleshooting. Thanks, everyone, for waiting a few minutes. Glad to see everybody here, and I know that everyone typically is crunched on time, so I don't want to, delay too much or hold us up, but I think maybe we'll just kind of, jump right into it. Jay, it's good to see you here. What time is it by you right now?
Hi, Duffy. Yeah, it's around 12:08. It's midnight time. I drank, a lot of coffee earlier today, so I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks for staying awake so long. Thanks for making the time to be here to answer questions. So the reason that we have this Twitter space today was that there was a lot of comments from the community asking to be able to have an open forum where we can review the proposed governance proposal and grant, and also to just kind of go through, where are we at, where are we going, how do things look, and get a lot of feedback. So please, at any point in time, feel free to ping over questions, interrupt. This is just very casual talk, and hope to be able to provide a lot of information to the community at large. So I think, with that being said, maybe the best place to start, Jay, is to go through some introductions. And, I think as a co-founder of Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation, maybe if you take it away with your introductions first and let people know your role within the organization of Yellow Hope and or Yellow Boat of Hope, and then also a little bit of your background and your history. I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, thanks, Duffy. So I guess we can start. For everyone, I think some of you might know me as JUST. But I'm Jay Habuneta. I'm from the Philippines. I'm actually born in the south of the Philippines. I think for some of you who might not be familiar with the Philippines, we're an archipelago. So we have around 7,000 islands. I think next to Indonesia. Indonesia has 14,000. We have 7,000 islands. So we have many. We really have many coastal communities. And so I'm a co-founder of Yellow Boat. So a little background there. I really want to share it. And you know, that's why I'm really excited with Angel Protocol and with Terra in general, and of course Web 3.0 or crypto in general as well. 11 years, I think, it's around 11 years ago, I founded this nonprofit called Yellow Boat. So 11 years ago, I went to the south of the Philippines, a bit nearby where I was born. And you know, to my surprise, I encountered a story wherein I was in a summit, and then on the sidelines of that summit, one of the participants came to me and told me about a story. The village is called Layag Layag. It's a mangrove village. I'm not sure if you've seen a mangrove village. So there's, you know, it's usually near a coastal community. And in the Philippines, you would see houses on stilts in this kind of community. And so, you know, Juljimar, who was one of the participants, told me that a year before that, they went to that community and they... It was 7 in the morning. They were on a boat and they encountered a group of kids who were swimming. And the way they described it to me at the time were the kids were, you know, swimming with one hand and they were carrying a plastic bag on the other hand. And so, you know, it was 7 in the morning. It was early. They got curious what these kids were doing. And so they asked the kids, "What are you doing?" And the kids said, "We're going to school." And that's when they realized that the kids were actually, you know, carrying either they wrapped their school bag in a plastic bag or, you know, the plastic bag immediately contained their school supplies. And, you know, because they live on the, you know, on a sandbar or on an island or a houses on stilts, so they had to swim to get to school. And, you know, coming from that region in the Philippines, it just amazed me that I never heard of a story like that. You know, I've walked 10 minutes to school. I've heard of stories wherein, you know, kids, you know, walk an hour or maybe even 2 hours to get to school. But it was the first time that I've heard of a story where kids have to swim to get to school. And so, you know, later when I went back to the capital where I'm now based in Manila, I just kept thinking about the story. You know, it really disturbed me that in this day and age, you know, there are still kids like this, you know, who have to go through this lens to get to school. And so, you know, I know in our space, you know, Facebook or Meta is not really, you know, that popular now. But 11 years ago, I posted, you know, I felt really compelled to share the story. And so I posted on Facebook and I was the story of the swimming kids, and I was able to fall asleep. But the next day, to my surprise, a lot of my friends started commenting, "How can we help? How can we help? How can we help?" And someone, you know, one of them actually immediately pledged 5,000 pesos, which is roughly $100 today. And, you know, that jump-started everybody else chipping in or giving pledges. And so I got, you know, I sort of got scared that, you know, just sharing a story, I received pledges. And so, unfortunately, my co-founder, Doc Anton, can't join tonight, but I called him. He's from that area. And I told him about, you know, the pledges. But before we get the, I told him before we get the funding, can he go to the community and, you know, verify the story? And so he went there to Layag Layag and he met the principal, he met the school teachers, he met the kids, and he, of course, he talked to the parents. And so I then accepted the pledges or the donations at the time. And then we created a Facebook group. Much like what we're doing now, we actually created, you know, sort of a forum wherein people can, you know, jump in terms of like how we can help. So someone suggested, why don't we build a bridge? Of course, that would have cost in the millions. Why don't we relocate them? Of course, it doesn't make sense because these are seaweed farmers or fishermen. You know, most of the spaces are probably near the mountainside or inner cities. They won't have a livelihood there. So someone said, why don't we just give them a boat? And so the story of the Yellow Boat, I'm sorry, it's a sort of a long cut version, but I wanted to, you know, make the point on how, you know, social media or other online platforms can really create, you know, solutions on the ground. And so, you know, when someone suggested that, then we immediately with like a yellow school bus on water. And 5 months after we gave, you know, the very first Yellow Boat, which is really, you know, the mission is to fetch the kids from their home, bring them to school. We talk to the we call them barangay here. It's like the I would say it's probably the county in the U.S. And they assign the drivers. We work with the schools as well for the gasoline expenses, because of course Yellow Boat doesn't take care of that. So we work with different stakeholders on the ground. And as I mentioned earlier, I thought our story would end there. But, you know, the Philippines is an archipelago. After that story broke out, we got a call from another part of the Philippines and then from another part of the Philippines. And so to date, and I'm rounding out, you know, the background for Yellow Boat. Today, we're present in around 200 communities around the Philippines. And we've given close to around 5,000 boats, because after Typhoon, there's actually another big typhoon that hit the Philippines in 2013. It was locally known as Yolanda. My memory fails me in terms of the international name, but that was really big. And so after, because of that, we also replace boats that, you know, fishermen lost. It's called Adapt a Fisherman Project. So we do operate in terms of giving boats, you know, in education and livelihood. And, you know, the Philippines has many problems as well as other parts of the world. So we actually, in many of our communities, sometimes the classrooms or the schools is dilapidated. So if there are willing donors, you know, we rebuild the classrooms or we build additional classrooms. So we have other forms of programs aside from the boat. And then lastly, because of COVID-19, currently we're focused on the technology component, in terms of we're giving computing devices, mobile devices to the teachers and the students. We work with a lot of stakeholders like donors or other funders or companies that are willing to donate their devices, because you know, not everybody has face-to-face classes. So basically that's Yellow Boat. I'd like to end with our mission. It's really to help children, you know, get to school, whatever the means is, whether, you know, it's a boat, whether it's a bridge, whether it's a classroom because they don't have a classroom or a school, or in some cases, it's a dormitory because, you know, it's a five-hour, the nearest school is a five-hour walk. And so we build, you know, a dormitory where they can stay near their school during Monday to Friday. So, Duffy, I guess I'll end with that. Introduction. My background is, you know, I used to be in corporate world, but now in the last 11 years since Yellow Boat, I've been in the education sector. So Yellow Boat is sort of my, you know, baby project. But I still work in a Christian educational institution in La Salle, and I manage like an innovation lab. Duffy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks, Jay. So, I mean, overall, it sounds like, you know, Yellow Boat of Hope is about 11 years old. Your primary mission is focusing on, you know, education for children and being able to get them to and from schools in the yellow boats. For anyone who's listening, if you haven't seen the YouTube video that was posted about Yellow Hope, it's like a 4-minute long video. It's absolutely excellent. It'll melt your heart and really show you the definition of grit that these children have. But one of the things I really love about your organization, Jay, too, is that you expanded beyond just the educational outreach to providing dormitories as to work as halfway houses for kids, and then childcare facilities to make sure that, you know, no kid is left behind. And I love that your organization partners with other organizations in the local area to provide healthy food programs, and working with medical groups to get kids dental and medical attention. And I think that's one of the reasons why your organization is uniquely positioned to be able to respond to the recent disaster that hit a lot of your partner communities. And for all of our listeners today, just to give a little bit of background on Typhoon Rai, towards the middle of December of 2021, Super Typhoon Rai came through and really devastated a lot of the southern islands in the Philippines, which is where Jay and his organization are operating and where their partner communities are. Historically, Typhoon Rai or Typhoon Odette, as it's known in the U.S. and through some different news channels, was like the third worst typhoon to hit the country. and caused, you know, more than $40 billion worth of damage, displaced hundreds of thousands of people, homes, and really caused a lot of devastation to the communities that your organization is partnering with, Jay. And that kind of circles us back a little bit to why we're in this space. And it's because we have drafted the first governance proposal, which is essentially is a grant to empower the Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation to use funds from Angel Protocol that has been sourced through our validator and then through the Angel Protocol endowment, which is kind of an up and coming thing, to help support Jay and Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation to respond and help these communities rebuild. And so I think, Jay, that kind of brings us up maybe to the next step and probably, you know, the meat of the conversation today and for all of our listeners is going through the proposal itself. So with Angel Protocol, you know, our core mission is to democratize endowments and provide endowments for nonprofits around the world. As we have become more and more successful accomplishing that mission, we have expanded our capabilities to provide support. And one of these expansions is being able to utilize additional funds that we've been able to source to provide grants. And we're piloting this out, and this is the very first pilot grant that we have put together. So to kind of work through that, the reason we have the grant, again, is in response to Typhoon Rai. And for anyone who doesn't have access to the actual grant proposal itself, please check the Twitter links on Angel Protocol, and you'll be able to see a quick link that will take you there. The grant is about, you know, maybe about 4 pages long. And probably the most important piece to dissect here is the timeline and the budget, and then how the grant, if it is passed by the community, would be distributed. And so Jay and I have gone together and we've worked to be able to write this up and really try to do it in a very thoughtful way that incorporates impact measurements, outcomes, and everything that a traditional grant would show. So the overall grant amount is, and Jay, please feel free to interrupt me at any point in time. But the overall grant amount is for $500,000 to be distributed over 4 quarters of a year. The grant distribution would be split between a 70-30 split, 70% of the overall granted funds that are distributed quarterly would go to providing acute response and acute relief efforts to the communities that the Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation partners with. The remaining 30% would be invested into the Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation's Angel Protocol endowment account, which, since it's housed in Anchor, will yield approximately that 20% return, which will allow the Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation to be able to cover the vast majority of their staff operating expenses, which gives them a lot of leeway to be able to expand their outreach, grow their organization, and increase the amount of presence that they have in their partner communities so that they can meet the, you know, the impact requirements from the grant itself. So if we go through and we kind of look at the timeline of the payment, the first quarter would give out the vast majority of the funds or the biggest piece of the funds, and that would be 200,000 of the 500,000. The reason for the largest distribution coming out in the first quarter is because, again, this is acute relief. And so the acute relief, Jay, maybe you can take a moment here and speak to where that goes to be able to provide help and support them to get back on their feet. And then we'll go through Q2, 3, and 4.
Yes. Thank you, Duffy. Yeah, as Duffy mentioned, so around you know, more than a million people were affected by Typhoon Odette, as it's known locally. And you know, my sister actually lives in that region, and she mentioned to me that there's still, and even from our community leaders, I think 90% is sort of back with power and drinking water, but there are still areas wherein you know, power has not been restored. The Philippines gets around 20 typhoons annually, and as Daffy mentioned, this is really one of the worst for last year. And you know, the last one that was really bad was in 2013, which also affected a similar number. And so the grant proposal is to divide it, as Daffy mentioned, in terms of you know, I think 30% will go to the endowment, and then 70% will be will go to the relief or to the response to Typhoon Odette, and then that is also divided into two, which is the emergency relief. We've identified around 8,400 families in four major areas. That's Cebu, which, you know, comprises a lot of other cities and islands, and then you would have Bohol. Cebu and Bohol might be familiar with you. They're also, you know, have a lot of really good beaches or tourist destinations. And then Siargao and also Palawan. So these are really coastal regions that have been badly affected. And so the first immediate relief will go to these areas and families in yellow boat adapted communities. So primarily food. Temporary shelter. So even at this stage, we're, you know, more than a month from the typhoon, they still need the help. But of course, a big chunk of the grant will go towards the more long-term, with what we call reconstruction or rebuilding. It will allow us to, you know, rebuild the boat. So as I mentioned earlier, in 2013, actually, we initially said no. You know, to fishermen who were saying, can you replace our boats? But then we realized it's a way for them to send their kids to school if they have a livelihood. So after, you know, some community discussions, we said, okay, we're going to venture out aside from education for specific instances, especially for, you know, victims of natural disaster, then we can replace their boats. So for this instance, we will be replacing, I believe we've identified 400 boats that will be replaced. These are different sizes. Some are motorized, some are self-paddled, depending on the community. And then we've identified schools as well that need to be either repaired or reconstructed. And of course, the replacement for the electronic hub. So we build, as a COVID-19 response in 2020, we build out, you know, sort of like computer labs within this public school. So let me clarify that. All our yellow boat communities, we work with public school systems, which are, you know, cash trap or doesn't have really the resources of private schools. And then we're going to replace as well computers and printers. Right now, because of COVID-19 restrictions, a lot of schools are doing, you know, sort of like a school from home. But what they do is, since, you know, a lot of this communities don't have internet, or, you know, they don't have a computer at home. So what the teachers or what the school systems do is they print out the weekly modules, and then every Friday or Saturday, you know, the school driver would get it from, you know, from each of the students' homes, and then he will give the new modules, and then he will take out any assignments or quizzes for the teachers to check. So again, this might not be something that's still happening in the Western world or Western countries, but in the Philippines, because of, you know, many of our areas don't have stable internet or don't have internet at all, this is something that we're doing so that we can help these communities. So basically, that's the general plan. But as Daffy mentioned, so the grant, the disbursements will be released in tranches based on milestones and, of course, deliverables. So we're looking at when this proposal passes, and then when we receive, probably within February, once we receive the funds, we will have 3 months to do the emergency relief. And then hopefully by April or May, we can provide our first report. So we're looking at reporting on some of the relief metrics that we will be reporting on, our families' help. Of course, that we will have detail there. So you will see how many in Cebu, in Bohol, in Siargao, in Palawan, And then food packages distributed, roofing materials distributed, number of boats, if we can already replace them by the time. And of course, the more long-term number of schools or classrooms repaired or constructed, number of computers or printers replaced, etc. So we're really looking at some of the outcomes that we're looking at is, of course, change in the unemployment rate. We do have some raw data on this because we have community leaders per area. We're looking at attendance, primary school attendance to increase, and of course, the graduation as well from these affected areas. I believe classes have resumed, so they paused for a month since the typhoon happened, but they've since resumed back. So overall, we hope if you have questions, please feel free to voice it out. And I'd like to make a point that I'm really excited about this this potential partnership, or you could say collaboration, because the way Yellow Boat, and I've spoken about this to Chauncey and Duffy, the way Yellow Boat sort of operates. So I'm not sure if any of you have encountered the holocracy term or concept before. So it's like a DAO. In the 200 communities where we operate, the community leaders are either parents, or they're either public school teachers, or the principal, or another NGO leader. So what Yellow Boat is really, a unique model wherein we have volunteers who are doing sort of real jobs. But we do this because we really want to help the communities. So I think that especially I'm excited on the endowment fund, because hopefully we will be able to recruit. We would be able to sort of give allowances for meals, for transportation, because for the longest time, our volunteers have been, doing this out of pocket. But we do get, grants from time to time that we're able to cover it. But I think with the endowment, we will be able to, expand our reach and sustain, the effort. The target really for Yellow Boat, so with our discussions with the Department of Education in the Philippines, there are around 1,000 communities that are sort of really depressed, and they either need boats or other interventions so that the kids can go to school. So that's the target. So if you can see, we're at 200, we're at 20% of the target. I think Doc Anton and I, and the prime movers within Yellow Boat, we would be very happy if at some point we can say that we've reached all the areas. So that's what I'm happy about, especially on the endowment side. Duffy, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jay. It's it's an acute program here to provide that immediate disaster relief, and then it's also the long term vision and the long term care. And I think that's wonderful. For this specific grant, the immediate relief provides food, drinking water, shelter materials, Jay, like what you talked about. And that breaks up about almost half of that first tranche of distribution. So of that first 200,000. And then the remainder, just like Jay said, goes over to providing repairs and replacements for boats, and then for schools, and then for additional support for the families. And then the long-term aspect is being able to support the organization so that they can cover operating expenses, grow and expand their reach to be able to continue, the amazing things that they're doing. So that's kind of like the nuts and bolts of the proposal, the grant, why this came up, why we're doing it. And this is really, an interesting moment in time. I think it's really incredible that in such a short amount of time, we now have the opportunity to be able to provide grants of such a substantial size like this, to be able to make a very deep and long lasting impact. So maybe let's pause there. And then Mike or Lambert, if we can open it up to some questions from the community to see if there's some feedback or, you know, further areas that people would like clarification on, I think now is probably a good time to open that up.
Of course. Anyone with a question, please feel free to request to speak and I'll bring it back up.
Yeah. And while we're waiting for questions. Oh, yeah. Please go ahead. Is that
Jay? Like the idea of, I think I saw in the Angel Protocol forum, someone said that maybe we can send, you know, students or interns to, that's a really good idea. I believe that in the Philippines, you have a number of really good film, you know, up and coming, like from the student side, that can document, you know, the efforts. We're more active. If you want to see like some of the immediate efforts that we've done, we're not really as active on Twitter yet, but we're very active on Facebook. So you can go and check out Yellow Boat there and some of like the photos and videos that we've already done. We can definitely, you know, do more of that to highlight the Angel Protocol grant. It's facebook.com/yellowboatph. That's Yellow Boat and then PH for Philippines.
Awesome. And Jay, I think you guys are really active on Twitter. I mean, I see almost every day Yellow Boat of Hope posting pictures about the educational outreach and the development, the disaster relief stuff that you're already currently engaged in. Don't sell yourself short. I feel like you guys are really active on Twitter. You do a great job.
Yes. But yeah, on Facebook, we're already reached, I think, 500,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
I think for on Twitter, what we used to do was like, just link it. So whatever goes on Facebook goes on Twitter. But now I've asked, you know, the social media intern to like post it separately because it doesn't look nice when it's just posted from Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's funny you say that because, you know, when we onboard charities onto Angel Protocol, you know, the charitable world and charitable organizations typically live on Facebook and crypto lives on Twitter. And so trying to be able to drag the charities over onto Twitter has been a fun challenge. All right. Mike, is there any way to be able to open this up for questions from the community, if there's anything that's out there?
Yeah. If anyone has any questions, please request. We haven't seen a request yet, but the floor is open. So please feel free.
Okay. All right. Well, while we're waiting for questions to pop up, let me talk a little bit more about the mechanics for the grant. So right now, the proposal itself lives on Discourse, and anyone can take a look there, access it, drop comments, and we're happy to be able to provide feedback in that forum. That will stay there for the next few days. And then on Monday, what we'll do is we will post this over into the governance page on Angel Protocol so that Halo stakers can then vote on this. We have a threshold that's set for participation to make sure that there's enough input from the community at large. So once that threshold for participation is met, then the second threshold is the yes versus no. And if both of those thresholds are met, and the voting will be open for 7 days. Then on the 14th or 15th of February is when that closes, and we'll be able to say yes, that this has passed, or no, that it hasn't. This is the first grant of hopefully many to come in the future. And one of the ideas, you know, and one of the reasons that we're doing it this way is to be able to provide a template for the community so that as we move forward in time and more opportunities like this are presented, that we have a proposal that has already been drafted that community members can look at to use as a template for future proposals that can be brought up for consideration and for vote. So really hoping that this is going to be the first of many and that we can start strong and make some really important and lasting impact. But really, this is only possible because of the strength of the Angel Protocol community. So for everyone here that's listening today, you know, just a big thank you from all of us and a big shout out, because this is really everyone together, you know. All right. Mike, do you see any hands raised or any questions coming up?
Just as you said that, we got your first request.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, where exactly does the money come from Angel Protocol? Like, Is this somehow come from the endowment fund or something? I'm still trying to figure out how all the like accounts fit together and how all the like value flows to the different accounts, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's different inputs for money that comes into Angel Protocol for this specific grant. The money comes from our validator service. So the validator itself is set up where anyone who stakes Luna to Angel Protocol's validator, the commission that we set is 100%, so that the rewards from that staking then go into charitable giving and into support, you know, different initiatives. So this is kind of the first initiative where we're using those validator funds to be able to provide a grant in response to a natural disaster. Now, in the future, one of the outlets will be to be able to have those validator funds fund the Angel Protocol Endowment. Currently, the Angel Protocol Endowment, and I know Chauncey is here, so I think he probably has a better like specifics, but I think it's 1.16 million that is in the Angel Protocol Endowment. And the yield from that endowment will go to charitable giving. And the idea is that in the future, that we'll be able to have different proposals from the community at large as to where those outlets are and where those opportunities are for Angel Protocol to be able to step in and provide relief, assistance, support, you know, whatever the use case may be. And that this becomes a way to be able to engage the community at large in charitable giving that's directed at the community's interests. Yeah, that's a great question.
Thanks.
Awesome question. Thank you very much. I brought Nina up here to speak. If you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to speak on, please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, no, more than questions. I think everything is really clear. Thank you for this space. And thank you, Jay, for being here, for the awesome job that you make. I think we all have a role to play in this world, and you are playing one very important. And I'm happy that we all have the opportunity, the chance to actually give to the people that need it. So thank you, Jay, and thank you, everyone, for being here, for the awesome job that you guys do in the protocol. And let's vote so that this can pass.
Thanks, Nina.
Thank you, Nina. Yeah, I would say I'm the storyteller. My official title is Chief Storyteller of Yellow Boat. It's really our volunteers. I think for right now we have probably around 1,000 of like really core, you know, out of the 500,000 who like it on Facebook. And as I mentioned to Daffy earlier, I think now we need to also build our Twitter fans.
Well, I'll be there. I was just watching all the content and it's great. What Daffy was saying is very true. And most of the NGOs move more in Facebook, but you guys have done an awesome job bringing all that information for us to look at it. So thank you also for making us part of this process, because it's really nice to see the actual impact that we make in the world. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, this community is amazing. And I think this is like just such a great example of putting the power of the community to real world work. All right. Yeah, so anyone else who has questions, please feel free. Just, you know, request the speaker privileges and Mike will hook you up. And then again, I think we'll let this grant proposal live on Discourse through the weekend. Monday, it will go up onto the governance page of the Angel Protocol website. You can see that when you click the launch app in the right-hand corner and then click governance. And that vote will be open for Halo stakers. You can use your Halo to be able to vote. And that vote will be open for 7 days so that the vote will close on the same day, hopefully, that our V1 is ready to go for go live in its beta version. All right, maybe like the last additional piece of information I can give you about the budget for this specific grant and the timeline is that the timeline in terms of metrics that we'll be following and reporting back to the community lasts until the end of January 2027. So it's a total of a 5-year timeline. And that should be able to give us enough time to be able to come back and circle back and say, all right, because of this grant, here's the acute impact that was accomplished. but then also here's the long-term impact. And the metrics for long-term impact will be things like Jay had said, matriculation rates at school. So the change in graduation rates for primary school. And then also, I think we had looked at per capita income and hopefully seeing like a gross increase in per capita income for families, which reflects the overall, you know, development and economic progress and economic and financial sustainability of the communities at large. So hopefully we'll see a strong upward trend in both of those metrics as a result of this this grant.
Grizzly, I see that you requested to speak. If you have a question, feel free to ask now. The floor is yours.
Sweet. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, thanks Duffy and Jay and Lambert. I just wanted to say maybe on that, the comment on the proposal there to send a video team. I know you touched on a little bit, but I think that could be great for even showing to charities that we're onboarding and reaching out to maybe have like a video to say this is something tangible that we've done in the past. And I think that could add a lot of legitimacy for those people that are maybe skeptical of maybe joining Angel Protocol in the future. So I think that'd be a really good idea, and maybe a second proposal to help like fund sending some people there, or if we can reach out to some people that are already over there.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a great use of like the protocol that we've built, you know, and using these types of funds that are being generated through the Angel Protocol Endowment. And I mean, what a neat idea would it be, Jay, if, you know, to Grizzly's point, if we're able to sponsor some like film students from any country outside of the Philippines to come in and team up with film students in the Philippines to be able to go together and really show the world in a really neat way and capture through film what this grant is doing and what your team is using these funds for and implementing on the ground. I mean, that'd be a pretty strong program.
Yeah, I agree. I'll talk tomorrow to our community leader, Cebu 8. Because one of our biggest sort of volunteer base there is Cebu International School, and they have students you know, from all across the world. So yeah, maybe that might be a good start. I'll ask them if that's something that's possible. I think the only about students coming in from other countries, I think the only challenge is more on the right now the I think COVID-19 restrictions. There are some additional documentation required, but yeah, shouldn't be impossible though.
Yeah, neat, more to look into for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of a lot of them would probably volunteer, because most of our communities actually are, you know, near the best beaches of the Philippines, so yeah. They can, a lot of our, you know, sort of like international donors who have gone to see the impact of their donations. They've actually, they hit two birds with one stone, because they get to go to, you know, a tourist destination as well.
Yeah, the voluntourism.
Yes.
That makes sense. Yeah,
that's exactly it, yeah. Voluntarism.
That's so funny, and an opportunity I'm sure a lot of young filmmakers would want to take up. So that'd be great. Kim, I see that you requested to speak about your up. If you have a question, please ask. The floor is yours.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I really liked the proposal, and it's nice hearing you talking about this stuff. And yeah, I really liked the your story as well. Also the film idea, I think, is a really good one. It can be utilized in different areas of the world and different projects. So yeah, would love to see that a reality as well. Not regarding exactly this proposal, but for the future, I think it could be very wise to have a discussion about how to like choose between this emergency funding and also the more sustainable part. Like if we are having a part of the India protocol dedicated on the emergency funds, or if we should focus on TVL value, because the emergency funds will have a more negative impact on the TVL, I assume, and how to. So it's not regarding this project, but for the future, I think it's a good discussion to have if we should focus more on this endowment part, or have like this limits on how much should be spent on the one-time transfer without the endowment. Do you get my
Yep, absolutely, Ken. Yeah, no, you bring up a good point. And I think you know, that brings up a point with the future, what the opportunities are. And I think for like a roadmap, a general thought that we've kind of kicked around is for the first few proposals, trying to generate those from within Angel Protocol to set expectations and being able to give examples of what proposals could look like. Certainly this first one is a very large proposal, but I anticipate that there will be subsequent ones that will be very like several degrees smaller than this, you know, to the point of maybe $1,000 or $2,000 or 10 or whatever it is. And that the use cases won't always be for acute needs, like in response to disasters, but they could just be for long-term support with specific endpoints and metrics that we're measuring. So the opportunities here are literally, they're endless. And I think because of that, that's one of the reasons why the first few proposals hopefully will be generated internally, so that we can show at least what a template would look like, so that the community can digest all of these various proposals in the future in an easy way, and in a way that's, you know, keeps everything smooth and efficient. But yeah, I think, you know, to your point, also the TVL aspect, you know, doing the grant like this, it won't bring down the TVL overall within Angel Protocol. It will only bring it up. But to your point, that first $200,000 goes into the liquid account, which is immediately able to be withdrawn. So it's not like current TVL will be slipped away. It's just that that first aspect of this will be immediately available for the acute impact. And then that additional 30% out of the overall split will go into the long-term endowment, which increases the overall TVL of the protocol. But yeah, I get your point. It's definitely very, very valid.
Yeah, I didn't have any like particular opinion about it. I just thought that it's an something to discuss and to to think about. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like this is just the very tip of the iceberg. This is just the very start, and it's going to become so interesting when we move forward in time to seeing the unique, interesting proposals that will come from the community. And I really can't wait for it. But I think our challenge right now is to be able to give these rails that there are some guidelines and some examples that the community can lean on. So it makes being able to participate easier.
Definitely. Sounds great.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're coming up to an hour. Is there anybody else who's got any questions or comments or anything else? And if not, that's okay too. You can always just drop them over on the discourse, in the Discord channel, you know, send messages on Twitter, however you want to reach out and communicate.
Well, I just have another extra comment. I'm sorry. I always do this. I take the space. But Jay, I only wanted to say I work in human rights. And I was looking at some of the pictures and the posts that you were making. So I don't know if you have any kind of support in that area, but if you don't and you might need any kind of help, please just DM me so I can help you in that part, especially in the side of the kids and education, because they have priority in all this. So just let me know. And also, if you need anything in the campaign and all the social media stuff, I can help you also in that. So just DM me.
Thank you, Nina. We'll definitely take you up on that.
Sure, go ahead.
And we had one final request, AO Mid. If you'd like to speak, the floor is yours.
Hello, everyone. Okay. My name is... Can you hear me? Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes.
My name is Ayomide
Daniel. I'm from Nigeria. So I have a question about Angel Protocol, basically. I've been following the project for a while now, and I was going to ask, it's a nice project, basically. Well, I was going to ask if we, somewhere like in my country, we want to like raise funds for, you know, probably the homeless, should I say, those who don't have access to education, basically. So is there a way, you know, Angel Protocol, we can submit a request, you know, to Angel Protocol, basically, for, you know, for, should I say, assistance, or is there a way we could donate through the Angel Protocol, basically, just like a GoFundMe, you know, a platform, basically. Is it possible, basically? So that's my question. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Ayomit, I would say the easiest way to be able to get the organizations that you're associated with in Nigeria hooked up with additional support through Angel Protocol is if you go over to angelprotocol.io and click over onto the charity side, there is a form that is an interest form that you can fill out. And any charitable organization can fill one of those forms out. And what happens when you fill out that form and submit it is that it will come over to our team, and someone from our team who's on the onboarding team will reach out and set up a time to be able to talk and review all of the onboarding process, the requirements, the benefits, and everything with any organization you're affiliated with. And part of that is also how to be able to use this protocol to be able to get additional support. So yeah, we'd be happy to be able to onboard any organization that you're associated with.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we have the DeFi Jedi. How are we doing?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for all you guys do. Just right off the bat, like putting your time in. I think it's midnight where Jay is, or after. It's probably 1 a.m. now. Your dedication to the success of Yellow Boat is inspiring. Angel, you guys keep up the good work. I just wanted to come in and just give some props and say you guys are doing a hella job. And I'm here if you guys need any help. You know, I don't have the ability to big brain stuff like this, like help out that way. But I do like to share with the community anything I can. So feel free to tag me, guys. Anytime something like this comes up, I know this sounds like lame, but if you can remember, hit me and the council. We'll try and help support you guys as best we can.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, the more the merrier. I mean, the more support we have, the stronger we are as a community.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Keep it up, man. Appreciate all you guys do.
Awesome. Seems like there are no more requests for questions. So, Duffy, Jay, thank you guys very much. If you'd like to take it away, have some closing thoughts.
And I just like to say thanks, everyone, for being here, for tuning in, for listening. And Jay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Duffy. And of course, Chauncey and the Angel Protocol team, you know, for thinking of Yellow Boat as well, as one of the first. Well, as the first, when this passes, in terms of, you know, a charity that gets funded in Terra. I really feel that this will be a big thing. Even in our talks locally, you know, we can highlight about the potential of crypto, you know, to help, you know, the offline world, or make a difference in communities that don't even have, you know, access to the internet.
Excuse me.
I'd like to end with the operating philosophy, you know, as my last thoughts, the operating philosophy of Yellow Boat. And, you know, it's actually printed in our official receipt. And it goes like this.
Excuse me.
Great thing...
What are you talking?
Hello,
what are you talking about?
Hello?
Sorry about that. We'll bring them back up if they have a question. Continue, okay. Jim. Sorry.
It's okay. So I'll end with our operating philosophy. The great thing a little lamp can do, which the big sun cannot do, is give light at night. It shows us that no one is superior by size, but by purpose. If we cannot do small things, if we cannot do, you know, great things, we can truly do small things in a great way, because little things can make a big difference. So thank you, everyone. And, you know, even posting, you know, reposting a tweet, or, you know, posting a photo, it could, you don't know, it could, you know, it could move someone. Like in my case, you know, I posted that Facebook status. I never realized that 11 years after, you know, I'd still be doing something about it. And, you know, it's not just my story. It's the story of everybody who has donated, who has volunteered. So don't discount, you know, even if it's just tagging a friend on, you know, to support one of the Angel Protocol charities, for example, don't discount the impact that it can make. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jay. And that is so true. Any little bit of sharing helps get the word out that we are, you know, a community that is trying to, you know, help each other. So all of that help is very much accepted and respected. So thank you guys. Thank you guys all for being here. That I think will conclude our very first conversation, the very first governance proposal. So please be sure to check out the discourse link, leave comments, replies over the weekend, and we will have all of those comments and replies incorporated with the final governance proposal and posted on Monday in our governance tab. So make sure you're staking Halo so you can vote. The APY right now is around 100, so it helps to stake, as well as making sure your voice is heard for these votes. So very important vote, as we know. So I hope to see all of your comments and votes there. Thank you all. Thank you, Jay, very much for staying up late to get this message out. And thank you again, Duffy, for drafting the proposal and you know, making sure everyone understands it through and through. Perfect.
Thank you
all for coming out. Have a good one.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Angel Governance Typhoon Rare Relief Space, recorded on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming. coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.